everybody. Welcome to the Pink Show. This one is number 199.
199.
We have this magical thing going on with number 200. We're not supposed to talk about it or jinx it, but we're only one away. One away from 200.
200. What happens at 200?
I can't tell you. Okay. And who? You're not Mark.
I'm not Mark. You're right. I am not Mark. That is true.
So Mark is away. He's currently partying like it's 1999 down in Las Vegas. He's on his way back now, I think. He was down there for a SharePoint conference or something like that. So he said, hey, can you find someone to help you do the Pink Show? And I'm like, you know what? Let's do a Commonwealth edition for Queen and Country.
Absolutely.
So my good friend, Mr. Simon May, is here joining us today.
Yeah, you probably can tell that I am actually Queenish. It does come through very quickly in the accent.
You know, and I'm the Canadian, eh? Yeah. So, you know, it works out well that way. Yeah. Works out well. But hey, man, like I'm looking here at the comments, and we actually got a bunch of comments on show number 198. We asked a question about what kind of thing would you make inside the garage. The first one that we had that come up there was actually from D Tower, was saying, hey, he'd like to actually get a ability to access the garage and make a robot that could go and patrol his yard. Ooh. No, it's not a Titanfall robot like Mark and I were suggesting. This one's to actually just keep the cats and the birds and stuff like that out of the yard while he's away. Mm. Rather interesting. Not too bad for an idea for that one there.
Well, you could get a dog.
A dog could work too, but like what, a robot dog maybe?
Yeah, a robot dog.
Could work.
Like that. Lasers on the top.
That could also work. Mm-hmm. I've got a nice comment also from, I'm going to say, Waldmar is another guy that commented on saying, hey, don't stop at number 200. Because, you know, we're thinking if we should continue this show or not. And he says, hey, they're finally becoming interesting again because they're coming regular every single week. So thank you very much. Shout out to you. Another one that came up was, you know what? We had a little bit of Xbox stuff that came up on the show last time and the week before because, you know, we're both gamers. You've got an Xbox One?
I have just put my Xbox One into a box to move it between houses.
Nice. Yep.
It's all packed, all nice and safe.
There we go. So he's now up and running with his Xbox One. They were saying, why don't we make some kind of an app to go into it for being able to make the central information point inside your living room to be able to have like weather updates automatically for where you happen to be living and things like that. And good ideas.
Sounds like a nice idea. Actually.
Good ideas, you know. We obviously can't talk about future developments, but the nice thing about the particular platform the Xbox One is running off of is the extensibility of apps.
Yeah.
So
you can go build apps.
So apps are being built for it and able to be built for it, and pretty soon, who knows, maybe a weather app can be included or made by yourself if you're interested. And then, oh, I love this one here. Dirtbag was mentioning that perhaps we can get some of the foreshadowed technology supposedly coming out in Windows 8.1 phone. What is it called? Cortina to be available on the Xbox.
Actually, I think it's Cortana.
Cortana?
Cortina was a car in the UK, a Ford Cortina. Really horrible car back in the 70s or something. I think it's actually Cortana, which is the character from Halo.
Could be. Yeah, you know what? That actually probably is
that
right.
Little AI thing.
Yeah, that could be true.
I think it'd be really cool if we could like project like the Cortana thing outside of the Xbox. But I think that's probably going a little far.
All of a sudden the Kinect turns from simply a receiver to actually a transmitter to do holographic stuff. Mm. Maybe that's the next revision of that one there.
Yeah.
And then finally, how about making something that allow parents... Oh, I like this one here. Pierre Cove is asking for some kind of additional parental controls to be able to dynamically filter out cursing words away from Xbox Live conversations as a possible option. Did you know that we actually employ people to listen to conversations and ensure that excessive cursing is not allowed inside different levels of the way you rank your gamers?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you imagine having that job?
Do you know, I in many ways, I can't think of a better job than working on Xbox. I think that job, though,
would be...
Yeah, it's those 12-year-olds. When those 12-year-olds are kind of screaming their heads off, that's hard.
I always get my butt handed to me by the 12-year-olds that are playing. Typically, I'm hoping that doesn't happen in Titanfall, but who knows?
Yeah, that's what happens to me in Call of Duty every time.
Not too bad. And you know what? To add to the comments, we also have the hashtag PingShow that we follow as well. And there were a couple of comments that came up there as well, so thank you for finally using the PingShow alias. Gratuitous shout out to Mr. Alan Burchill, who went ahead and was trying to get his name visible on the PingShow hashtag by making a couple of comments, and he also votes for a show past number 200 as well. And also some good questions about possible future things. Now, if we comment on rumors or possible future technologies that are coming down, then it all of a sudden substantiates them, which means that we get in trouble, which would mean the Pink Show ends. So unfortunately, we can't talk about rumors or other things. We can only talk about official things. So unfortunately, I forget it was. I think it was Richard Moreno was asking about that one there.
There is that whole internet thing, though. If you're really into that, then I'm sure you can go and do some
Use your favorite search engine.
Yeah, you'll find lots of rumors out there about things that may or may not happen.
And believe it or not, that's how we find out about a lot of stuff, too. So you never know.
It's how I found out that Rick's hat was changing color. You're going to change the color of your hat, right? That's what happens. People just make stuff up on the fly. So never trust what you read on the internet.
I think my hat's Twitter account, Rick's Tilly Hat, might be a little bit upset about that one there. But that's what everyone was saying about the Ping Show last episode.
So one of the things I love about being at Microsoft is the fact that we do this thing every year called the Imagine Cup. And the reason I love it is because we actually get a whole bunch of students around the whole world who get together and come up with amazing ideas that try to change the world. Mm-hmm. They pick problems and really try and solve them. One year, one of the UK entrants was looking at taking images using cell phones of people's eyes so that they could use that for diagnosing diseases in third world countries. Absolutely fabulous. This year though, first time, it's gonna be in our very hometown here, as I like to call it now, of Seattle.
It's gonna be in Seattle in July, right?
In July, nice time to be here, nice and warm.
There's a couple of months that are good to be here, and July is what we call the hiring season to make sure people see it in its best form.
Yeah. That's the time we want to get people here because it's not raining so much as the rest of the time. One of these finalist teams, though, they're going to get the opportunity to have a one-on-one with Bill Gates.
Oh, private
That's
meeting,
really
right?
Awesome. Private meeting, yeah. Private meeting, just that team with Bill Gates. What would you say? What would you ask in that meeting?
I haven't had any Bill encounters when he was here. The closest I've had to a Bill encounter was simply walking past him at a particular social event that he was there and got the head nod, and he got the head nod back, and that's about it for that. Let me think about that one.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it?
What would you ask
him? What would I ask him? I think I'd ask him... it's such a tough question, isn't it? There's so many things that you might want to ask him. I think, actually, I'd probably ask him, how did he have his office decorated? Back when he was here in Building 8, when he had a full-time office. Yeah. What was that like? It'd be kind of nice. I'm just thinking about redecorating my place at the moment. So.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That might can actually get me fired. I might not actually ask that question. That's kind of tricky.
Pixel art. That's a great way to start. I mean, how else you start this section? I mean, 8-bit art has been coming back with games like Minecraft and things like that, and also redoing like things like Flappy Birds and stuff like that on mobile devices. It's been all the rage of late. And, you know, pixel art's been around for a very long time. I can remember the good old-fashioned pixel art on the old handheld games and also on my original first-generation Segas and, you know, old video games in general. And there's actually a Microsoft research paper that's been done around, and a project that's been done around converting pixel art into better graphics and a smoother resolution independent vector representation of individual pixel art images.
It's got to be said, when you look at the actual site that you can see in the show notes here, some of the stuff they've done is amazing. Like the level of clarity that they're able to draw from just these little tiny 16-bit blocks on an icon is actually amazing.
So this is from a research paper from Microsoft Research, Joanne Kompf, and also Danny Lishinsky, I do believe the name is. Pardon for butchering that name. From Microsoft Research and also the Hebrew University that goes through and takes a look at how to do this depixelation to smooth it, and also compares the algorithm that they've created and the process that they've created to make it so that it is smoother and faster than other current algorithms that do it, even with very tiny pixel art source files. So very, very cool stuff. I don't know where it's going to come into play, but there's some pixel examples of different types of animations, including some classics like Space Invaders. And you know, obviously some different ones that are also available from different games publishers, from Nintendo and Sega, that sort of stuff. And it's actually very, very cool.
Yeah,
they have a video showing the difference between video conversion as well that can be done on a frame-by-frame basis. Are you a pixel art fan? Go check that one out.
Yep.
Very cool.
So one of the things that I'm best known for at Microsoft is for being a client guy. That is my day job. So kind of interested by this piece of news. We're actually going to start displaying a little message very, very soon. In fact, by the time the show goes out, probably on the same day, on all of those machines out there that are running Windows XP. Yes, there are some folks still using that thing, apparently.
What?
Yeah, it's like 11, 13 years ago.
It's 30 days away.
Yeah.
from the end of life of Windows XP.
Yep.
And we're just now going to be starting to put up a nag screen.
A nag screen. Yeah, that's what the press has described it as.
Well,
the nag screen.
Technically, I guess it is. It's called a nag screen.
Yeah.
It's a warning.
Yeah.
It's a warning.
Get off XP.
The good thing is it's going to have a click here for more info. Mm-hmm. It's going to be able to take you to a website for resources in case you still haven't done it yet. Now, I'm pretty sure all the pingers are off of Windows XP. Please say you're off of XP.
If you're not, please make that move. If not, tell
transition.
Us why.
Oh, yeah, it'd be good to know. But resources there. Please, public service announcement, PSA. Go to all your friends, your family, your relatives, your non-technical savvy people, if they're still on XP, and figure out how to move them off and transition them to something else. Mm-hmm. You know what? To make this easier, I believe that we've partnered with some people, too.
Yeah, we do. We partnered with Laplink, the guys that make that cable that's got that thing in the middle.
I remember that.
We don't know what that thing does, but it's clever.
The cable that used to be like a parallel port connection, I think it was, but now they converted they upstaged it to USB.
Yeah.
But then that little thing in the middle for like covering a bad splice or something like that, I guess. I don't know what it does.
I don't know what it is. It's magic.
Yeah.
It's absolute magic. That's the thing. That thing will help you transfer your files between two machines. And there's also another manufacturer who's got something very, very similar, some free technology to help you move your files between your XP machine and, let's hope, your nice, shiny, touchscreen Windows 8.1 device.
So I actually start some of my sessions by saying, if you're for migration and things like that, from an IT perspective, if you had a dog when XP came out, it would be dead by now.
That's really sad.
It may come to no surprise to any of you that I like beer. Do you like beer?
I like beer. I didn't know you
like
beer.
I like beer. I make beer. I'm a home brewing aficionado, and I enjoy consuming beverages of that nature. And I found this really interesting that there's a conference that was just going on recently, the Convergix conference, that was talking about our Dynamics products and CRM products, stuff like that. And one of the case studies that they had and people that were on the stage for the launch was actually the New Belgium Brewing Company up here in the Pacific Northwest. And they happen to be using and fully deployed with the Dynamics CRM solution, Dynamics AX solution is now as it's called, for all of their sales reps that go off and basically ensure that they have taps of New Belgium ales on tap at different breweries, and sort of different bars and restaurants and establishments around the place.
Nice.
You wouldn't think that this would be a big Dynamics thing, but actually it's obviously a very big relationship sales type environment that you have to have. And the sales reps for the New Belgium environment are called Beer Rangers. And so it's actually a rather satirical, sarcastic kind of rap video that the Beer Rangers have decided to put together, talking about the New Belgium Brewing Company. And it was actually featured in this article as well as a funny thing. But basically, last August, they rolled out CRM with a new modern interface to be able to go off and to have a better relationship with their sales data, draw reports and everything else like that. And the Beer Rangers now use this in their day-to-day jobs to be able to quickly pull up data about how well the taps are being used, how frequently they get used, to pass on to their customers for more information. So rather interesting. I'm trying to find an angle to tie beer back into the show more frequently. This was my version for this particular episode, the New Belgium Brewing Company and the Beer Rangers using Dynamics services.
So one of the coolest things that I've seen appear most recently on my Xbox is an update to Xbox Music and Xbox Video. Really, really enjoyed this.
This is the obligatory Xbox segment that we always do too, by the way.
Yeah, got to get the Xbox segments in there.
Yeah.
Because it is cool. And one of the coolest things about this, Xbox Music got this nice little update. I've got my entire music collection synced into the cloud with Xbox Music. One of the cool things that it just did for me, though, was it just went through my whole music collection and found music videos that matched all of the tracks in my collection.
Videos.
So now, if I'm listening to music on my Xbox One, which I do, around the house, have that playing, and it flips onto a track and it's found a video, it'll actually play that video instead of just playing the music. So there's something cool happening on screen as well. It's not just one of those photos that's zooming in.
It's not the dynamic zooming in and out and the things coming across a la old Zune software anymore. Yep. It actually is playing dynamic content.
Yeah.
Oh, so I can just see, I can picture now the front TV in my house being taken over by the kids when they're playing their music on Xbox to now having this. But it does for all the videos that are on there?
Every video that it finds, it will now sync them up and just play them. And that's a custom playlist, that's for an album, that's for whatever you happen to have inside of your collection. Yeah, see, really nice project.
I heard there was an update for Xbox Music for the PC and also for the Windows Phone devices. Yeah. I didn't know that this actually was for the Xbox to do this extra functionality.
Yeah.
Do you know if it actually works on the Windows devices as well?
I've not tried it on the Windows devices. Homework. Yeah, we should have a look.
Homework time, I guess. So I hear, Simon, you're a big proponent of daily yoga.
Yeah, I take my Lenovo laptop, I open it up, and I fold it all the way back. It's my nice little hinge there, the yoga thing.
You don't start off with a little bit of downward facing dog in the morning and stuff like that, going to sunset salutations and things?
Do you know, I just can't fit into the pants.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's the pants.
I'm not a big yoga guy either. I'm about as flexible as a pencil. But there's an interesting that came up on here with regards to accessible yoga for people that have a visual impairment or that are blind. Using the Kinect software. A research student at the University of Washington was working with their physiotherapist and talking about the benefits of using yoga as part of rehabilitation, that sort of stuff. And they were interested in using the Kinect as an option to extend on this functionality to do skeletal tracking, because the biggest thing with yoga, apparently, is position of the body and also being able to describe what needs to be moved and how you need to move it. And it can tell you if your arm needs to go up or if you don't have enough proper posture, if you need to turn your trunk one way or the other way. So with the higher definition Kinect that's now available on the Xbox One and other platforms, the Xbox platform, has the ability to go through and possibly get some better instruction for being able to have the visual and audio cues to be able to help you out with different yoga positions. And so this one here is part of a Microsoft Facebook fan page that has a series going on called I Created This. And this particular individual submitted this as something that they're starting to work on. I was recognized on the Facebook page for being able to do this. And you can even submit your own ideas as well if you're interested with Microsoft technology for projects that you're working on by going to the Facebook page and using the I Created This hashtag on Facebook.
Nice.
Very, very cool stuff. There's like a bunch of other stories that are up there too. This one here just had kind of caught my mind, interesting, because I thought you were a yoga guy.
Yeah, it's all the laptop. It's the laptop thing. It's just the hinge. I don't bend backwards for anything. It's just the hinge on the laptop. Just going to set that out there. I don't do yoga at the moment. I don't do yoga.
He doesn't do yoga. Well, that's it for the Ping Show today, episode 199. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for filling in for
this
Mr. DeFalco.
Nice. Yep, this was nice.
Hopefully he'll be back in one piece and is recovered from his escapades down in Las Vegas.
It's the SharePoint conferences. Man, they're hard work.
I know, I tell you, man. It's a tough job. Tough job. Someone's got to do it.
Yep.
What did you guys think about this episode? Let us know in the comment area down below inside the Channel 9 page if you want to. You're also welcome to hit us up on Twitter. My handle's RicksterCDN.
And I am SimonSteer, or PsyMonster.
PsyMonster, nice. Yeah. And as always, you can always use the hashtag PingShow. We do happen to follow that one there. Do you want to try the hashtag thing?
Hashtag.
You got it.
Yeah. PingShow. Okay.
That's what we do.
Nice.
This episode's question for the comments, let's go with that Bill Gates one.
Mm.
If you had the opportunity to have a half an hour private meeting with Mr. Gates, what would you say? What would you ask him? Let us know inside the comments down below. And I think that's about it for the Ping Show this time. See you around next time. You gotta hit it.
Yeah.
More art.
Just, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More art.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, that one?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Nice bike.
Yeah.
Go like this.
Yeah.